HinoFresh today. It works. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking with Stephen Cole Smith, regular with Car and Driver magazine, as well as the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. We're going to talk to him about a whole gamut of things, everything from Toyota. We're going to be talking to him about a recent piece that he did with Mike Jackson of Auto Nation in the new Car and Driver. We'll also talk to him about the Chicago Auto Show, gas prices, and a whole lot more coming up in hour number two of the program. Going to be joined by a gentleman who's got a very unique product. Don't know a whole lot about it, but we'll find out in hour number two. Also in hour number two, our news editor, Jeff Bressler, will be stopping on by with an update from the Motorsports Desk. And in hour number two, we'll be joined by the chief engineer for the new Ford Super Duty pickup truck. Hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World stations, will bring us a couple of interesting guests. Bill Warner, the gentleman behind the upcoming Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. And we're going to be talking to him about the event, which is happening exactly 2 weeks from today. And we're also going to be chatting with the chief product planner for the Audi R8, talk to him about the new 10-cylinder R8 as well as the upcoming Spider version. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the regular number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll begin things here by throwing out a quick trivia question here. We'll make it a racing trivia question since our upcoming guest here, Steve, is a big racing fan, and we'll make it an easy one. We all know that Janet Guthrie was the first woman to drive at the Indianapolis 500 as far as making the race. Who was the second woman to drive at the Indianapolis 500? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As I mentioned at the top, this gentleman is the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. He is a noted automotive journalist, doing a lot of work these days for the folks at Car and Driver. He's one of my favorite guys in the automotive journalistic world. He is the one and only Stephen Cole Smith. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks very much. Been kind of cold down in Florida, I understand, this winter.
Oh, it was a mess yesterday. I went down to the ARCA race at the new West Palm International Speedway down just north of West Palm Beach. And the race started in the low 60s with the sun out, and this is a road course race. And by the end of it, we were in the low 40s and pouring down rain and blowing. So even with an umbrella, I got soaked. So it was it's not a very Florida-like welcome for a lot of the guys from the ARCA series.
As I was mentioning, 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be up in the Jacksonville area at the Amelia Island Concours event. I've been there in a number of years and can't believe that event has now been around 15 years. Steve, have you attended that a couple of times?
Yeah, I have. And please, when he comes on, give my regards to Bill Warner. He's one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, talk about a walking encyclopedia and a guy who doesn't, that you don't know that unless you ask. He doesn't force it on you. 15 years, that's amazing. You know, we've had Pebble Beach for so many years, and to see the progress Bill and his crew have made with Amelia Island, I tell you, if people have never been there, if you're within driving distance of Jacksonville, Florida, in a couple of weeks, it is well worth going to. Bill is a huge racing fan, you know, like you and I are, Bob, and he always make sure the program has a lot of racing content. You know, he brings in people that, you know, frankly, they may never be heard from again. They're typically a lot of the older historic drivers that will are willing to make one last trip, like Richard Petty. I know Richard will be there, you know, with his wife being sick. I'm hoping Richard will be able to come, but I know from what I've heard, Richard said that if it was any other event, he wouldn't have even accepted. But the reputation for Amelia Island is such that Bill Warner attracts some of the top people. And he also seems to have a direct line to the Weather Bureau. He's had a couple of bad rainouts, but generally the weather is just beautiful for his event.
That is true. He is definitely living right because he has not had a whole lot of rainouts. Matter of fact, I think only one year, and he managed to pull it off by bringing the vehicles inside the Ritz-Carlton. But you're right on with Bill's love for racing, and this year he is honoring Richard Petty. And a little bit earlier today, I was talking to him on my Motor Trend program, and he said he's going to have a panel. Very interesting mix here. Sterling Moss, Richard Petty, and Don Garlitz. On one panel.
If that's not three legends, I don't know what is. And my guess is that we may not hear from these three guys all at the same panel again, because getting those three in one spot has got to be a tough thing to do.
Absolutely. And every year, of course, he has a number of racing machines on display, and the RM auction, which is held in conjunction with the event, usually has a number of very interesting racing vehicles up for sale. But I know one of the vehicles that he's honoring this year is a legendary Porsche race car, the 917. And what a beast that vehicle was.
Oh, man, from talking to the people that were around it then, you know, Mark Donahue's not here anymore, but apparently just a miserable car to drive. Just an, like you said, a beast is the word for it. But it's going to be a great event. Do you have time for a quick Don Garlitz story?
Sure, love to hear it.
Don and I go way back, and years ago, after I think he detached his retina, I was talking to him, and this was before the cars got to 300 miles an hour. And I said, Don, what's it going to take to get to 300? And he was telling me, typically Don is the world's best automotive engineer who's never been to school, and you know, he was talking about the limits of tires and aerodynamics, and he said, Steve, I've got a design here that I think I just might build this car, and it just might go over 300 miles an hour. And I said, well, tell me about it. And he said, well, it's a six-wheel dragster. You know, it's got, you know, the big wheels in the back, wheels in the front, and actually wheels sort of in the middle on the sides. And I think this design really has some potential. And I said, well, great, man. Where did you come up with this design? You know, was it an automotive engineer or a designer that sent it to you? And he said, no, I got it in the mail from a guy who is inside an insane asylum in Minnesota. And if you know Don, the guy has really no sense of humor. And when I burst out laughing, he really had no idea, because, you know, this is a guy that takes any idea at face value. It doesn't care where it came from. And he didn't understand why I thought a guy from an insane asylum might be a questionable source for the dragster design. But he loved what the guy did. As far as I know, he never built it. But I've always wanted to ask him if it came in crayon, because I didn't know if maybe the guy couldn't use anything sharp there.
Very good.
If that guy's listening, Don did get your design 25 years ago and was interested. So.
Very good. He may just be well. He might very well be listening.
Could be. I mean, what else are you going to do in insane asylum? I may find out someday.
Exactly. Me too. 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question for Steve in the realm of automobiles or motorsports. And Steve, when we come back here from our upcoming break, I want to talk to you a little bit more about motorsports stuff. As long as we're on this run right now, we'll talk a little bit about Danica Patrick, and we'll talk about some other thoughts you have about this year's NASCAR season, which is just underway. And again, if anybody has a question, don't hesitate to dial us up. Or if you want to take a stab at the trivia question, which is of racing origin as well, we all remember that Janet Guthrie was the first woman to drive at the big Indy 500 race, but I'm looking for you, our Auto World listener, to tell us which woman was the second person to drive at the Indy 500 race. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from all across North America, so don't hesitate to pick up that phone and give us a call. You're listening to Auto World.
Pouring in our car.
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Well, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're still looking for the correct answer. Easy one. Well, at least to me it is. Going back in time into the 1970s, it was the first woman to drive at Indy was Janet Guthrie to qualify and actually drive. Who was the second woman to qualify and drive? 800-259-9231, noted automotive journalist, the automotive editor of the Orlando Sentinel, and contributing editor to Car and Driver magazine. Steve and Cole Smith is with us. We're talking all kinds of stuff, including racing. So let's talk a little bit about Danica Patrick. This was a big move for her this year, but really wasn't a surprise to lots of folks. How about yourself, Steve?
No, I don't think it was a surprise. The only thing that kept us hanging was, would she make her debut at Daytona or would she wait till California? And of course she made it at Daytona, where there's a lot more eyeballs both in the stands and on television. So for her sake and for her sponsor GoDaddy's sake, I think it was a pretty easy choice. She didn't do particularly well. She didn't do particularly well at California. And the last race before she rejoins the IRL series this week in at Las Vegas, she had a problem with another driver, which put her out. It wasn't her fault, although, you know, there's some argument that maybe a more experienced driver could have avoided it. But I think it's been an eye-opening experience for Danica. I've been a critic of hers in the past, but I really can't criticize anything that she's done in stock cars. I was with her at the ARCA test that she did through the ARCA race at Daytona, as well as the nationwide race, and I think she's done exactly what she should do. She's learned. She knows she can't run up front yet, because no one can just step into a series from open wheel and expect to run up front. And we've seen that time and time again with, a driver as good as Juan Montoya, who's already crashed out of the Las Vegas race today. He's had a long, about 3 years to really learn stock cars. And Danica's, three races into NASCAR. So the fact that she's been able to get out there and drive around and not get in the way, I think, is about all we can ask right now. Whether or not by the end of the year with a little more experience she'll be able to run up front, I kind of doubt it, because taking a long break like this is not going to benefit her or her crew at all. But, so far, the amount of attention it's gotten, I was talking to some of the ARCA people yesterday, and they said since Danica, ARCA, TV ratings were up 59% for the ARCA race that Danica was in, and that's carried over to the whole series. There's people there saying, now I don't have to explain what series I race in. So she's done that for ARCA. She's given a boost to NASCAR Nationwide Series. So there's really not a downside as far as I'm concerned.
No, definitely not a downside as far as certainly it's great for NASCAR. She is kind of a PR dream, being as good-looking as she is, being a woman. I mean, this is certainly going to draw even further attention to the series as a whole.
Oh, for the media and for sponsors, Danica is the gift that just keeps on giving. Apparently, we are not tired of her yet, although, I don't think the hoopla certainly died down some in California and died down even a little more in Las Vegas. So as she races more in the series, which, as I mentioned, she won't until after the Indy 500, she's not going to make the impact that she did when she started out in Daytona, but there are a lot of eyes now following racing that weren't before. She's brought a big crowd into NASCAR, and it'll be interesting to see if this carries over into IndyCars, if she has made enough fans in IndyCar racing to actually attract people to the IRL, which, of course, starts this season in South America, and then the second race is back here in Florida at St. Petersburg. So I think those guys there are looking for a bump, because certainly Danica is more famous now than she was this time last year.
Let's talk a little bit about making that transition from open wheel racing to a much larger vehicle, a vehicle with significantly different aerodynamics. Certainly Montoya has struggled. Do you think Danica is going to do a little bit better in the adjustment phase?
I don't see why she would, Bob, especially since when Montoya came, he pretty well came, whereas Danica is basically freelancing for a while. I think if she had time, she needs to run some more ARCA races. This race that was here yesterday at West Palm, a road course race, would have been great for her. She just needs experience. with a car that weighs over 3,000 pounds. She needs experience with her crew. She needs to learn how to tell them what the car's doing. One of the complaints she had at California is she didn't know what the car was supposed to do. She would drive into a corner and say, I have no idea whether it's supposed to be like this or if it's looser than it's usually, you know, if it's tighter than it usually is. The only thing you get that feeling with is experience. And unless she has more seat time, I think it's going to be a longer learning curve than if she had just said, I'm out of IRL and I'm into NASCAR full time.
Let's talk about another story which has been dominating the headlines in recent times, and that's the mess at Toyota. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, lots of folks never thought this would ever happen, but there you go.
It's funny, years ago, as when you and I have been around long enough to very well remember the Firestone Ford Explorer mess, and I had a quote in a story that I had forgotten about until another writer mentioned it to me that I told about and wanted to use it in his column. I was talking to one of the Ford PR people that I was very good friends with during that mess, and I said, she was very upset. You know, Ford was doing the best they could to get the word out and to get, you know, the safety aspect at the forefront as much as they could. And, you know, she was really discouraged about her company, and I said, listen, it happens to everybody. Everybody gets their turn in the barrel. Everybody at one point is, you know, the target of a really miserable experience like this. And I remember her saying, well, what about Toyota? When's Toyota's turn in the barrel coming? And, you know, that was, what, you know, 8-10 years ago, and it's actually taken this long. This is Toyota's turn in the barrel. If you build cars long enough, it'll happen to everybody. But, man, Toyota has built, you know, they spent billions of dollars and decades of hard work to build up the reputation as one, if not the most dependable car manufacturer. And suddenly, within a couple of months, it's all gone. And I don't know how to get it back because, you know, as you said, this is a mess of just astronomic proportions.
Yeah, it certainly has caught a lot of people off guard. I mean, for years, of course, people have sworn by Toyota quality, but the more we learn, the more surprising it is. But again, you know, a lot, when you look at the turnaround, like you say about the, all manufacturers have been through this one time or another. Ford there with the Firestone tires on the Explorers, going back to the 70s, Ford with the Pinto and the so-called exploding gas tank hazard. And then Audi with their unintended acceleration problem in the 80s on the 1000.
You remember General Motors side gas tanks?
Yep.
Problem they had years ago.
Exactly.
Some of those were fairly easy fixes, though. I mean, you look at the complaints that General Motors got with having their gas tanks where they were is easily fixable. This time, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, a little more complicated. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side and lots more with Stephen Cole Smith. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concourse level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Back live here on Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen Cole Smith joins us from Car Driver Magazine. He's also the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. We're talking auto racing. We're talking Toyota, the recalls, and the aftermath. Steve, what do you think is going to happen here in the long run with the Toyota mess? I mean, is it going to spill over to other automakers? I mean, some of the recent news bites from today is that lots of people are now blaming NHTSA, that their policies, their procedures are not up to today's world, which is now chock full of electronics. It was based on a more mechanical-based era.
I think people definitely are more aware of recall suddenly. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live last night, but there was a comment not only about Toyota, but, you know, the new 2011 Hyundai Sonata has been recalled for a door latch. And the joke was, and I'm kind of surprised that Hyundai still has jokes like this, was that the biggest problem was that it was attached to a Hyundai, which I don't know if you've driven the 2011 yeah. Sonata, but I think it's probably the car of the year for this year unless something better comes out. So, you know, I can see making jokes like that in 1986 about Hyundai, but I think it's a little unfair to make jokes about that now. I think, Bob, I think a lot of it depends on if this fix turns out to be right. I was one of the, I think, few people who actually went to a Toyota dealership and spent a day there and watched them do the recall. The pedal issue, you know, they're cutting about a half inch off the bottom of some of the pedals. The dealership I went to actually did that with a hacksaw, and rounded it off with a Dremel tool, and then where it was cut, they painted it with a black the Sharpie, which may not be the most confidence-inspiring way to fix it, but it got the job done. And the other thing is, on the pedal assembly, they're putting a little shim in there that supposedly is spreading the gears out a little bit more. You know, I look at it, and I'm not sure that's the problem. If it is the problem, and I hope it is, Toyota should be fine. If cars with those fixes continue to have problems, and it does turn out to be something electronic, some kind of electronic gremlin, and you know how tough, and I'm sure the listeners do too, an electronic gremlin is just a miserable thing to try to identify and correct in a vehicle like that. And Toyota so far hasn't given any indication that they have. If that's the problem, and it looks like the floor mat fix and the little shim in the gear gears of the accelerator mechanism, if that looks just like window dressing and a quick fix Toyota tried to make just to keep people quiet, it's going to get worse. But if that is the fix, if the problem is taken care of, all the better for Toyota. But either way, this damage is going to hang on for quite a while. I mean, it's, I think it certainly hurt Ford Explorer sales for a while. I think with, the publicity we mentioned of the Chevy and GMC gas tanks and the trucks from 1973 on. And it's funny, Toyota, a lot of the stuff that's getting hammered on is after you try to make improvements, like a drive-by-wire throttle. I don't know if you remember, but the 1972 Chevy pickup truck actually had the fuel tank inside the cab. It was actually the right behind the seat inside the cab, and Chevrolet tried to make an improvement by moving it outside the cab and got hammered for it. So you never know what you're going to cause when you make changes, and I think Toyota's running into that with their drive-by-wire right now.
Definitely. It's amazing how those reputations stick around, because you're right. I haven't driven the latest Sonata, but certainly when you look at the Genesis sedan and the Genesis coupe and all of the good products that have come out of Hyundai in recent times, but unfortunately Americans tend to hang on to things. I mean, this is something that has plagued the domestic auto manufacturers so much. People think of Hyundais, they think of the 1986 XL as being the Hyundai, but
right.
When people think of domestic vehicles too, a lot of them are stuck in the mindset of poor quality, poorly assembled vehicles that used to be very much part of all domestic brands in the 70s and 80s and even part of the 90s. But now the quality gap has really been closed significantly, if not completely.
Exactly. But you're right. The consumers have a tremendously long memory, which often works to their detriment. You know, we had General Motors diesels in cars from late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
And even today, people remember those and would probably fight back a little bit thinking of a General Motors diesel in a car because of that experience. And that was, 30 years ago? Or at least 20. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It is 30 years ago. And the fact that we remember that and it's kind of passed on from generation to generation, even though they only sold a handful of those vehicles, it just shows what a long memory the consumers have. But maybe that'll benefit Toyota. Maybe all the years of quality will override any impression they have now of taking some shortcuts for the sake of the company. I hope that's true, but because it looks like their sales are certainly taking a hit. I read where Roger Penske's dealership has taken about a 14% hit, and that's the largest Toyota dealer in the country. So I imagine other dealerships will see the same kind of numbers.
Well, speaking of dealerships, recently you had the opportunity to sit down with a gentleman for Car and Driver magazine, and you did a nice piece with him. Tell us all about that.
Well, it's a lot of people don't realize, basically because it's based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's not in California or New York, that AutoNation is by far the largest conglomeration of new car dealerships. You know, it's not Penske, it's not Rick Hendrick, it's not Bruton Smith Sonic, it's AutoNation, which sells under the AutoNation brand, under the Courtesy brand, under a lot of other brands. And they hired a guy named Mike Jackson to take over the company. Mike used to run Mercedes here in the U.S., which is why a lot of people like you and me have run into him over the years. And he's really a fascinating guy. For a guy in that position, he's certainly one of the most outspoken. And that's one reason I wanted to do this question and answer column with him for Car and Driver. One of the things we brought up is that he is, as far as I know, maybe the highest profile executive who outwardly and vocally advocates a gasoline tax that would keep gasoline at least $4 a gallon. And he has some good reasons for that. He says that for car dealers and especially for manufacturers, it's impossible to plan inventory, to plan products. And as you know, from the time if you and I work for Chevrolet and sit down today and think up a vehicle, it's going to be close to 2.5 to 3 years before we actually get it on market. For those guys trying to guess gasoline prices 3 years ahead when we can't guess them 2 months ahead, is just brutal for the manufacturers. You know, they build little cars and nobody wants them because by the time they come out, people are back driving pickup trucks because gas is $2.50 a gallon. Jackson's point is that if it was going to be $4 a gallon with tax or without, there would be ability for these guys to plan ahead, which certainly benefits them. Does it benefit you and me as a consumer? As a guy that has about an 85-mile round trip a day to work, I tend to say no. But I can see their point, and I even Mike Jackson says it would be a tough sell. It would be very tough for a politician facing reelection to say, I think it's a great idea to add another dollar, dollar and a half to gasoline taxes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard sell to say the least, but as you point out, there is some benefit when it comes to planning because, I mean, when you look at some of the vehicles that are in the marketplace here today, you know, of course, you and I love the performance stuff. We're in the golden age of performance, but, you know, who would believe that we would have, you know, 500 and 600 horsepower Mustangs and Camaros and Corvettes and Cadillacs. And, I mean, those were all planned at a time when gasoline was not at the present level.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad I'm not a product planner. I'm glad I'm not the guy that has to decide what will sell in 2013 or 2014 because, you know, you might as well just flip a coin. You might as well just guess at what prices are going to be like, what the economy is going to be like. But the best thing you can do is hedge your bets. You know, you develop little cars, big trucks, little trucks, and hope somewhere in that product mix you get the nail on the head.
More with Stephen Cole Smith straight ahead right here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hey, hey, you. Oh, get into my car. Yes, you. Oh, get into my car.
Four hours a day, 7 days a week. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're having fun here with Steve Smith from Car and Driver Magazine, and he is also the automotive editor of the Orlando Sentinel, and we finally have a correct answer. It is indeed Lynn St. James was the second woman to drive at Indy. When was that, Steve? Like late 70s, 78, 79?
Somewhere around there. It was a long time before Sarah Fisher showed up, so I just interviewed Lynn, so I should know. She's got a big exhibit at Daytona. I should know exactly, but I'm thinking it's the 80s. I'm thinking it's early 80s before she was there.
Yeah, no, that probably makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about the Chicago Auto Show. I didn't make it there this year, and certainly not a whole slew of introductions, but nevertheless some important ones. What impressed you and what didn't?
Well, I think for me the most impressive thing, there wasn't a production car at all. It was the Delta Wing that Chip Ganassi and his guys showed as possibly the new Indy car. Indy car will have a new car in 2011. That seems established, and the current manufacturers have all come up with cars that they would like to see. But Ganassi, one of his engineers, in partnership with Roger Penske, came up with something that looks like a Craig Breedlove land speed record car with a very narrow front end, a very wide rear end, and a tail that looks like a Cessna. In fact, I described it as a Cessna that crashed into one of Art Arfon's cars on the salt flats. And to me, that sort of stole the show because we all knew it was going to be something kind of bizarre, but nobody was expecting anything that ridiculous. But it certainly got a lot of attention, and they're talking 230 miles an hour with a 300 horsepower turbocharged four cylinder, which every manufacturer has, which would certainly open it up. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Production wise, like you said, not a whole lot of product there. Poor Toyota showed the new Avalon and suddenly was, you know, everybody there that was there ostensibly to see the Avalon jumped on the Toyota executives to ask about the recall. But it's just kind of a slow period right now. There's not a lot of anything out there that's brand new, possibly except for this 2011 Sonata that I think is certainly kind of redoes the standard for cars like that in that market.
Certainly, stylistically, they've done an outstanding job with this latest generation of the Sonata. And when you look at some of the other products that they have unveiled recently, too, certainly Hyundai is on a roll, as is Kia with the Sorento and some of the other vehicles that they've recently introduced.
You know, the Sonata points up an interesting trend. During the NADA show down here, I drove the new Buick Regal. And it has a four-cylinder. There's no V6 option, and with the Sonata, there's no V6 option. And I certainly drove the first Sonata, and I believe if it didn't happen the first year, it happened the second or third that they offered a V6. And certainly the Regal has always had a V6 or a V8 option. So, you know, to go to pure four-cylinder power, and their answer is that we'll have a turbocharged version available, which would satisfy all the V6 cravers. But I think that's kind of an interesting move, and I think it's kind of a gutsy move by both manufacturers.
Definitely, and it seems to be definitely an industry trend as well, as we see more and more manufacturers Ford with their EcoBoost V6, and of course there will be a four-cylinder variant of that and a three-cylinder variant of that. And when you see some of the German manufacturers, BMW now using a lot of turbos and getting away from really large engines, no more V10 engine in the M5, would be a turbo V8, and no more V8 in the M3 as well. And Audi has also replaced their old 3.2-liter V6 with a supercharged 3-liter V6. So we're seeing a whole lot of technology out there, Steve.
I think people who haven't driven a four-cylinder in the last 8 or 10 years have no idea what's happened. It's, you know, I don't know the last time I recommended a V6 Honda Accord. I love the V6 Honda Accord, but the four-cylinder is so efficient and so quick and gets so much better mileage that I see no reason to spend the extra money for the V6, and that's true with a whole lot of other manufacturers, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it start to happen a little bit with not this generation of the Nissan Altima, but the one introduced back in the early 90s when it had 180 horsepower, normally aspirated.
Right.
That was kind of the beginning, but boy, they're wringing a whole lot of power out of those four cylinders today. And on the other end of the spectrum in Chicago, Ford took the wraps off the top-of-the-line Mustang, the Shelby GT500. To me, the engine just seems to be like a detuned version of the old Ford GT engine without the dry sump, but they say no, but it's all aluminum, 5.4-liter supercharged. What do you think, Steve?
That was the car that paced the race, the NASCAR race today, and they had Carroll Shelby there. Of course, it's the Carroll Shelby's race. He's sponsoring it. I think with a brand new Chevrolet Camaro and a brand new Dodge Challenger, I'm impressed at the way Ford has stepped up the game with a Mustang. I think their styling refresh was very successful. I think the 2011 extra horsepower for the V8 and the V6, especially the V6, the old V6 and the Mustang really gave up a lot to the Camaro, especially when you're talking 300 horsepower there. I think, you know, if you want to talk about competition is a good thing, we've been a long time without pony car competition for the Mustang. Suddenly we get it, and look what Mustang's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at those power figures. Like you say, 305 horsepower and 30 miles to the gallon. The V8, the new 5-liter, the 5.0 is back with the Mustang, 413 horsepower, 25 miles per gallon. Those are real decent figures. I haven't driven the Ford Taurus Show, which is the highest output of the EcoBoost engine. Have you driven that one, Steve?
I haven't either. I've driven the regular Taurus, but I haven't driven the show. But as you mentioned, you know, some of the horsepower, when you're talking 300 horsepower for a base Mustang, you know, forget about the golden years being the 60s and 70s. You know, that's pretty much the golden years when we were looking at, you know, 1977 Corvette, you know, had, what, 175 horsepower and the fastest engine they made. So, you know, we've got minivans now that would outrun that Corvette. So, you know, it's there's some really good stuff out there. We've never had a better choice in vehicles than we've got right now.
I mean, just remarkable performance numbers. Some of these production vehicles are laying down. I mean, when you stop and think about, you know, 0 to 60 times in the threes and low fours, I mean, this used to be the stuff that you'd have to spend multiple six figures for. But now, you know, is obtainable at a way lower price point.
I think 10 or 15 years ago, if you'd asked me to bet, I would have lost a whole lot of money. because a lot of us who've been around for a while figured that, you know, we were seeing the end of the performance market. And
yeah,
the fact that it's still out there, even though it's not what it used to be in terms of sheer numbers, if you want to buy a fast car, you can still buy a fast car. And it's going to be dependable. It's going to be a car you can drive every day that won't overheat on the way to work or to the carpool. It's pretty amazing what the manufacturers have done.
Do you have a favorite between the, let's say, the Mustang GT, the Camaro SS, or the SRT8 Challenger?
You know, I would take any of those cars. I'm impressed for sheer drivability with the Mustang, I think, just because they've had more development time. But, man, it's a very narrow spectrum of those three cars. I love all three of them. I think when the Camaro convertible comes out, I think that body style really lends itself to convertible, and I can't wait to see what that car is going to look like on the road. It sure looks good at the shows.
Absolutely. I love all three as well. So how many race cars you got sitting in your backyard?
There's probably five cars out there right now, and the racing season down here in Florida actually starts this Saturday, and I have a Camaro that I'm planning to run Saturday afternoon. So if the weather holds, if it's warm enough, you know, think good thoughts, because the old fat guy will be out there for one more year on the racetrack.
For many more years, definitely. Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you on the air, and look forward to seeing you at one of the shows. Are you going to the big New York extravaganza?
I haven't decided yet. If I don't see you in New York, I'll see you someplace pretty soon, though. I look forward to catching up in person, Bob.
Yeah, definitely. And in the meantime, if folks want to check out the article with Mike Jackson, is that in the current issue of Car and Driver?
It's in the current issue, the one that just came out. And anything else I do for the Orlando Sentinel is orlandosentinel.com/cars, and you can read my stuff there.
Excellent. There he is, Stephen Cole Smith. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.